Blog Talk Radio.
Of a bird.
listening to this. Feels like I'm pulled by gravity, please. Promise you won't switch up, and I sense I live for you. Whoa. I will give you the world, baby girl. You just gotta be worth it. I will give.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Mrs. VIP, and tonight I got my beautiful bedroom voice diva, La Perla Negra. Diva, how are you tonight?
I'm good. Most excellent. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How are you, diva?
Oh, hey, I am here, and I'm ready. So tonight, yes, tonight is a special night, ladies and gentlemen. We are doing a quantum leap back into the love zone tonight. We want to be romance tonight. So if you're in love or dating or whatever it is, we just want some love or romance poetry tonight. Now, don't go raw now. Come on now. We want to swoon tonight. I just want to just melt all over my couch. All right. You know what I mean, diva?
I know exactly what you mean. You know I'm a nut for love, okay? I love mm-hmm. being in love, okay? So, yes, I absolutely
yes.
understand. Oh, yeah.
I am ready, diva. So why don't you let us know who's sponsoring and who's doing what around here tonight?
All right, I got you. Ladies and gentlemen, as my sexy, sultry voice diva said, welcome. Tonight is the love zone, okay? And this is in the tradition of Valentine's Day coming up. Ha! Bet y'all didn't know that, huh? Uh-huh. But this is a one-time thing, so we really, really hope you enjoy the show tonight. But you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why Be Average? When you can be raw. Diva, I got my raw link.
Yeah.
Got yours on?
Girl, all the time.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I know that's right. And ladies and gentlemen, before I continue, well, let me give you the telephone number first, or as my niece says, telephone. The number, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1 and engage us. We love you, too. We won't bite unless you want to. And I have to give a big shout-out to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the creator, the inventor, and the CEO of Raw Links. Those beautiful pieces of jewelry that me and my sexy diva was talking about. And you can acquire those pieces of magic. I call them magic. okay, because they have precious gemstones and metals and even wood, okay, in them that you can adorn your body with. And you can acquire them over there at rawlinksbeeraw@facebook.com, okay, and on Amazon. And if you can't get them over there, holler at anybody in Epiphany, and we will make sure you get to adorn your body with these beautiful pieces of artwork. All right, yeah. Diva. Ooh, tonight, this is a night of being in love. I love this topic. You know, I really, really do, because, like I said earlier, man, I wrote something on my timeline that said I have a heart as big as a galaxy, or big enough to cover a galaxy, something like that. But I do. I think that's why I stay open to love all the time. I love being in love, and I mean, I've fallen in love with some of the crappiest people, but I still, it never killed the spirit in me of love. Man, oh man. What about you? How do you feel about being in love?
Oh, my goodness. Being a newlywed, it is the best thing ever.
I know that's right.
I'm smiling all the time. I'm on cloud nine all of the time. And
yeah.
I glow.
I know that's right. I had to throw my for real voice up in there. Yeah. I get it, girl. Oh, my God. You know what?
Yeah.
It's been so, you know, I was married for 23 years, but becoming a newlywed was nervous. It was exciting. You had expectations of how every second of the day was going to go, who you were going to tell, you know what I mean, share it with. And, oh, man, that is a thing I do miss about getting married. And, you know, you're already in love before you take those vows or jump the broom or whatever you say. But becoming a newlywed,
right,
that's a whole different animal. That's a whole different level of love, man. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, Diva.
All right. Back to you, Diva.
Yes, so since we're jumping back into the love zone, and I got my drink right here. Ready, got my food. And I know, Diva, you have a piece for us to listen to tonight. So why don't I put you in the spotlight, and the mic is yours.
All right, I got you. This is something I wrote a little while ago, but it's still fairly new. So here we go. This is called "Can We Talk?" Because of my melodic nature, the moon never misses an appointment. It swoons over my ethereal presence because of our deep conversations every night. And in the day, the sun just loves to cover me. But can we talk for a moment? You know, soul to soul for a few years throughout eternity. I mean, that special conversation that you can only gain understanding through love's light. And for me, that light is always on because I speak truth through, from, and to purity of heart. I mean, it's the only kind of conversation I ever want to have. Beyond the obvious frivolity of skin and the thin veil of superficiality. So deep that we have our own lane with no traffic. Signs on the road in our own love language. I talk to you about how I look forward to you every day because I just love and need you. Because your knowledge is growth and the tree I can always pick fruit from. Can we talk about how I not just want to feel your arms around me, but your emotional embrace as well? About when I close my eyes, I see your face and long for the chance to touch it because our skin together is the most beautiful complexion. kisses with my legs around your waist as we are submerged in a hot spring, making love under the fall of pristine waters. It's just the perfect connection. Can we talk? I mean, I just want to talk to you about how there is no such thing as the existence of time and space between us, because I get lost in you whenever your fingers intertwine with mine. So I just want to know, can we talk for a moment? And that's that piece.
You know, I glow when our fingers intertwine. Oh, my goodness.
That brought
on a beautiful flashback, because there were some things previously before this final marriage I wasn't exposed to, and that was holding hands. And every time he reached for my hand, I just, ooh. And I just love it. So that was a good
one. Thank you. It's about the power of touch as well, you know? It's just something so special that's absolutely necessary for us. It's necessary for our survival. I don't think I could live without the touch of a loved one, or, you know, or just the man in my life. He ain't there yet, but, you know, I'm very, as an old friend of mine used to say, I'm very affectionate. But, you know, because touch is the first sense to be activated when we leave our mother's birth canal, you know, and then there's sound. Man, it's delicious. But I'm not going to get into that, you know, because I can talk throughout the whole show about it, because Diva, you know. Myself, and I'm pretty sure our callers and listeners are anxious to hear what you brought. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to step down, I'm move over on the side, and I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. I almost didn't want to read this piece tonight, y'all. But this piece is called Until. As the moon shines in its finale to usher in the sun, I find myself missing you. Missing you so much, I wish the sun rays would dry my tears, leaving me with more love, more strength to endure until your return. Our love came in as a whirlwind, quick connection, then affection, and surprisingly, a relationship I believed was an impossibility. The best part? Or what you see in me, what we could be, an intimacy. What I saw in you was loyalty, integrity, and love in your eyes. It was no surprise to you when I told you I felt the same. I knew then we'd never part. Thank goodness for us being book smart. Makes for good conversation. And now I sit here lonely with no consolation, but still loving you. The sun will soon descend. Dusk brings on the night. Until you're in my arms again, pangs won't end. Remembering each day away brings you closer to me. Until then, I'll keep praying, do my best to keep pushing, and know you love me undoubtedly. And that's that piece.
Oh, swoon. Oh, my goodness. Being away from that one special person you've given your heart to, and they've given their heart to you. It's hard just being away from them for a day and to know that there's going to be space between you for a considerable amount of time, longer than just a day or a couple of days. That's hard, you know. That takes some deep, easy breathing, some, you know, meditation, and man,
he has a job to do. So when the job is finished, he'll be here, and
Absolutely.
It'll be, I'll be I'll be glowing again, probably a double glow.
Oh, absolutely, like a damn light bulb. I know, honey. That's so fun. I understand. You know, I went through a period of that. I wasn't a newlywed when I did, but I did go through a time where I had to be separated for a little while from him, and it was a little hard because I had just had my baby. And with me being new to everything, because, you know, when you first have a baby, you don't know nothing. You don't know about the changes your body going to go through. You know what I mean? You don't know anything.
Yeah,
and it was hard. It was really, really hard. But, you know, it wasn't long, but it was a shock to my system because you need support. You know what I mean? After, because your hormones is raging and you're emotional and it's all kind of craziness. He came back home, so we're good. Yeah. I love the piece. I really love that.
Well, thank you,
Eva.
Thank you. I was in my feelings. I ain't gonna lie, but I'm good.
You got a right to be. Look, you're still in the honeymoon phase.
Exactly. Right. So, my diva, are you ready to open these mics up?
You know what? I ain't scared this week because this is all about love. Now, if you put the erotic love zone, I'd be running on this first caller, but it's all good. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
All right, then. Well, let's bring him on. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you Poetic. Hey, Poetic, welcome to the Love Zone. How are you?
Hey, Mrs. VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Adrian. Hey, Danielle.
Oh, my God. Hey, man. This is not the erotic love zone. Why you got to come on here sounding like you in the erotic love zone? You ain't supposed to talk to us like that tonight. The love.
Okay. If you say so.
Oh, God. He still sound like that. See how he...
Hey, look. I got my drink of hot ice water.
I ain't got nothing to drink but cold water tonight, and I don't even care for really cold water,
that's
but it's all good. I'm a sip on it, you know. Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. What? I ain't saying that on the air, girl. You tell them yourself. Mm-mm, that was a message from Kalinda. I'm not repeating that tonight. I don't know what you would did to her, but Poetic, her attitude, it's not bad. But it is different. I don't know what you're saying to her over there in the corner. Look, y'all, we're going to have a business meeting if this contentious, okay?
I mean, I'll be there. I mean, she'll be with me, but okay.
Lord have mercy to this guy. Steve, it's just your show tonight. You talk to him, I can't win.
Well, Poetic, we're ready because I know you love, you in love with love. So let's do this.
I am.
We're going to step back and put you in the spotlight. And when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I have this condition called cathexis, where I'm consumed by the energy of the thoughts of you and this undiagnosed preliminary functioning disorder. Makes me humble enough to know I need you, and my pillows and comforter know all too well how I hate waking up without you next to me. So see, I have this condition where I'm reminded to have a daily conversation with you, to you, and about you, while my mental energy tries to determine what to do. Because without your presence, I get lost in your absence, trying to figure out this thing called life, hoping one day you'd say yes to being my wife. I have this condition. My grandmother told me about superstition and made sure to tell you to have patience with me because I've been through enough to give me a mental condition. Yet, condition that renders my thoughts to be subjected to everything I adore about you, and I hope my dreams come to fruition, because my cathexis condition is definitely you. So yeah, I'm in love with you. From the mind of Poetic.
Well, jeez. Hey, swoon number one. I know, swoon number one. No, swoon number one.
Wow.
I was prepared to swoon, but I still say wow. That was beautiful.
It was. That is definitely a swoon-worthy piece. I'm like, oh. And that last line, mm-hmm. that was all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was really beautiful. Oh, he coming. Wait a minute. Look, man. I don't know what to do to that child, but I'm leaving it alone. That was a very beautiful piece. And the way that you said it, I get the feeling you really took your time on this particular piece. But
I took my time, but it is a very true poem of where I am right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what's up. Mm. That's what's up. Well, what I can say is just be patient. Be patient. You know I'm going to be in your inbox later.
It's fine. It's fine.
Hey, look, it took me 10 years to get there.
Yeah.
So it'll come to you soon. Mm-hmm.
Girl, I'm putting it out there in the universe. That's what's up. Poetic, can we bring you back in a little bit later to give us a rundown for Epiphany, if you don't mind?
Sure.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
We appreciate that. Oh, girl, he comes. Please go on over there to that woman. Okay.
I come.
Let's see. All right. We see you later. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ooh.
Mm. Hey, Diva. I think I'm going to play a song for that piece. I don't know if it matches it, but I think that's deserving of a song. How about that?
Thank you.
Mm. Oh, I love that song.
Mm. Yes, yes. Well, it's a shame that group won't make no music no more. Yes, I do. I love that song.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I don't know this poet so well, but I believe I heard him speak, and I like it. So I'm going to introduce to you Ron the Poet. Hey, Ron, how are you? Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you? Ron, are you muted? Unmute your mic, sir. Hi. Are you there, Ron? I hope he's not having difficulties.
Hello?
There you are. Hey, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Can you guys hear me well?
We can.
Thank you.
You're doing good. How are you?
Oh, I am blessed. I'm still on the clock, and, you know, I've been waiting to spend something on my lunch break. So, you know, I'm going to fascinate you guys, and I'm going to have to get off of here.
All right.
So if you guys have any questions, hit me up on my page. It's Ron Lyons. So this piece is entitled Smooth.
The mic is yours.
Smooth is my flow on a topic that is mellow. Hello. My heart is art with a rhythmic beat. White sands on this retreat. Take a load off your feet. Let two-piece be your attire. Find so much love. It can fill your heart's wildest desire. With my chest on your breast as we rest on the shore. Our lips meet. Our lips greet. If that is sparking your eyes, I begin to wonder about the thunder in between those thighs. Lost in passion, I'm thinking, pleasure and gain. I am all man, this rush of lust I must maintain. With my heart pounding, your lips wet and skin smooth as silk, breasts erect and your body is perfect, I'm thinking something like, got milk. When peace fall off as my mouth just drop, I can't understand how so much beauty could fit in that top. Like an infinite feeding time, these twins were all mine. If there's a line, I would get it 1,000 times. This has to be love while I'm way past lust. There's still one piece, yet I'm ready to bust. Viagra, Niagara, I need help at this moment. I am standing at 10 and she is all up on it. It slipped past her lips when I gripped on her hips. Kissing below the waist, I had to taste that place. The clam to my face, Johnson had disappeared. I looked down for a second. I thought he was coming out her ear. My lips found that spot because she was breathing so deep. Her body began to shiver. She was at her peak. She screamed my name, then creamed my name. I did the same like a broken water main. We flowed like a river. Together we shivered. Now that's how I deliver smooth in peace.
Oh, wow.
Oh, hi.
Okay.
I'm going to call you Mr. Lyons for that for right now. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that was
That that wasn't love. It wasn't right. That would have actually fit in perfectly with our regular show, which is the Erotic Love Zone. But I still love the piece, nonetheless. That was dope. And me clutching my invisible curls over here. What?
Well, like I say, I'm on my lunch break, and I don't have time to warm my food up right now.
Oh, wow.
And eat, because, you know, I've been on hold about 45 minutes just to get y'all that piece, and I hope y'all enjoyed it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
We'll let you go here, Ron. We appreciate you. If you can, put your information in the event page. And we'll get in touch with you. We got your info. All right. Thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate the peace. One love, one mind.
You
one
are
love,
very
one
welcome.
Mind.
That's right.
Mm. Wow.
Well,
that, well,
I know, right?
That okay.
Well, I know, right?
I'm tongue-tied. Look at me. I can't give a word out. Jeez.
Right.
Oh, well, Diva, how about play another song, and perhaps we can come back and do some more poetry. All right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm ready.
Okay.
Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position, I got it. You want, don't you? Your position
Transparent and illicit. The laughter we share The intimacy is amazing. We don't have to ask each other about the hows and the whys or what to do with it. You love me. I saw it in your eyes. I cried inside when insulted. It came in the key of love. It came in the hug we first had. It came in the first sunset we shared. It came in a peaceful groove. It came in an aura of blue. It came in the key of love with you. And that's that piece.
Oh, Diva, the key of love. Oh, it don't get no better than that. I love it. I love it. It says everything about being in a relationship with someone, just being in the key of love. And mm-hmm. it's so much in that small, those few words right there, because that just says you're in tune and you're willing to work on this partnership. And oh my God, I don't know, Diva. I'm gonna have to steal that line right there and start off a piece with that, because it's just too much compacted into those few words right there. That's absolutely beautiful. I love it.
Mm. Well, thank you,
Diva. I know we bring poetic back in. You know, he child, just open up his mic and disturb him.
you really think we can? I mean,
yeah.
Ooh, that calendar's out of now. But we're going
to
try.
Me and her got to have a talk anyway. So she's going to have to just give him some breathing space for it.
All right, okay. All right, poetic. Right. Can we drag you away for a minute?
Sure, exactly. Sure. Hey. Hi. How you doing?
Mm-hmm. We did ask you a little earlier, would you mind coming back in here and doing the rundown for Epiphany? So would you please?
Absolutely. There will not be a get down tomorrow. I have a business item that came up, so there will not be a get down tomorrow or a show on Friday. But Saturday night is going to be the Just Jay and Gina Storm show with Just Jay and Gina Storm. Sunday nights, The Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night is going to be maybe no show. I think Mojave has something he's got going on, but stay tuned. We'll let you know. And then next Wednesday, the Erotic Love Zone will return with Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. You. Continue on with what you were doing.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Appreciate it.
One love, one mic.
One mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you. Wow. Well, so Diva, I think, you know what, we might as well just keep this thing going. What do you say?
Okay. All right. All right. How about I play another piece, play another song first, and then we can come back and do some more poetry. How about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sounds good.
All right.
We'll be out of eye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is now 3 minutes past the 10 o'clock hour, and you are in the Love Zone tonight with my co-host, La Perla Negra, and I'm VIP. So, Diva, we're flowing tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I love this music. I'm going to have to, like, dip into your playlist because I feel really more like it. I feel mellow.
I'm so playing this too, girl. You already know. Thank you. I'm glad you like my music selection. I got another piece if you want to hear it.
Absolutely. You got it. Mic is yours.
Thank you. Now, this is Untitled. Okay. Well, good afternoon. Couldn't help but ask, has anyone ever told you that you're good therapy for the eyesight? Because just as you walked in, the energy felt light, as if you walked through a portal of goodness. So I'm going to introduce myself as Constellation, because being in your presence makes me feel like I'm among the stars. You know, it's got me... Hey, I don't know what that is. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's give this a try again. Let's get this a try again. I'll start over. Let's see where we go from here. Well, good afternoon. Couldn't help but ask, has anyone ever told you that you're good therapy for the eyesight? Because just as you walked in, the energy felt light, as if you walk through a portal of goodness. So I'm going to introduce myself as Constellation. I lost my place. All right, excuse me. Okay. Because being in your presence makes me feel like I'm among the stars. You know, just got me on a natural high near Jupiter and Mars. Would you mind if I stuck around for a few minutes to chat? I'm a great conversationalist. Maybe, and you may just find out quite an interesting fact. If not now, how about we exchange numbers, or I just give you mine instead? Should you choose to express any trust issues, I promise lightly to tread. Hopefully you're single. Perhaps you're not. But I really think you're fine as the taste of a smooth dinner wine. I know love is a battlefield, so I just want to see how extensive that library is behind those beautiful windows and maybe be your soul therapist. Baby, I just want to get to know you. And that's that piece.
Wow. I loved it. You know, as I continue to listen to your poetry, I'm taken up. I seem to be like uplifted, like an invisible, like a invisible force. Like I'm flying through the universe, and I'm just floating on love and floating on words. And that's how your poetry makes me feel. I'm like, woo, you got this.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
What else you got for us, Diva? Because I know you got something else.
Yeah. Oh, sitting here, like, what am I going to write about? So I got this new one that I don't think I've read this. I probably did. I don't know. But this is called My Reason.
The mic is yours.
Every day I find freedom in your love. And what I thought I had to hold on to was let go. And the way you look at me, care for me, I smile. I could write it all from the day we met until the bands on our fingers. It was trepidation, disbelief, been there, done that, to hope, to finally have that smile meet my eyes. There's joy for now. I don't fear the future. The past is what it is, just that, because I'm loved. To know it inside is infinite, intimate, definite means everything to me. Knowing the capacity to give freely without reservation, hesitation, with pure jubilation, holding you every day, saying I love you, to know it comes back to me, loving me as I love myself. The love I've waited for all my life is here. It's you, my ikigai. And that's that piece.
Wow. Can I get that last line again?
Yeah. That's like a, I don't believe that's Japanese. Sure. Let me get that. It says, loving me as I love myself. The love I waited for all my life is here. It's you, my ikigai. So that means my purpose for living.
Oh, oh, see, I got to steal that. You like, girl, I like that. You just got to spell it for me in my inbox. I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey, Diva, how about another song?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Woke up smiling.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany, the Real Entertainment Network. And I'm telling you, we are on a groove tonight. And we flash back to the love zone tonight. Diva, I'm feeling really good. What about you?
I'm good. I'm good. I am absolutely good. Yes.
Wow. I'm just thinking about all the things that I have written and have, like, I'm a woman in love. And I can't find, I just don't seem to find any romance somewhere. So I'm just trying to find that.
You got something. I know you got something, but while you're looking.
No, I have it.
I want to ask you a question, though.
Absolutely.
Being in love, is this the one that has actually, like, taking your breath away, make you constantly feel like you're floating on air?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say yes. It's like no other feeling. I think when you've been in a previous relationship and you just did not know, and then like when you enter in a new relationship, you're like, wow, but I didn't get that the first time or maybe the second time, but now I have it, and wow, 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 wow. That's how I feel about that. It's very, very wonderful and new, and nothing like it, I'll tell you that.
What I'm talking about. Okay. Well, I'm trying to manifest that. I put it out there in the universe, and, you know, spirit told me
there
to be patient. It's on the way. You know, my relationship with spirit is very strong, so I'm being patient, you know. Get a little antsy from time to time, because I have friends that are in love, and I know people that are in relationships, and I know they're not perfect. I would never think that. I'm not foolish, but for the most part, they put forth that effort, and it's working, you know. And they go through their changes.
Mm-hmm.
People go through their little separation period because they got to breathe. But sometimes, you know, something missing from you or being taken away or time spent away is actually a time for you to appreciate it. So when it comes, you know, when it comes back or it gets back together, you have a different mindset. You know, you work at it a little bit differently. And that's how we learn to make things better, to make things work. So I'm just being patient. You know, I ain't hating on y'all. I'm just being patient. I'm the single one amongst everybody. And it's all
but
good.
But you know
it's
what? It has taken, I mean, I've never thought it would ever happen again for me. It just seemed impossible. And I just thought I was overly independent. Like, I ain't need nobody. You know what I'm saying? But I guess it turned out that I really did. And but, you know, a lot of people don't want to work at it. And that's what love takes. That's what relationships take. It takes a lot of work. And then once the honeymoon period is over, then you think you don't have to do anything anymore, which is entirely not true. So,
that's when the real work kicks in, girl.
Exactly, and I strive every day to be a blessing to my, you know, to my husband, and he to me. So, and that's what works.
Absolutely, you know, there's been, oh God, I lost my train of thought. Darn it. it's like you said, you know, when the honeymoon phase is over, because. You know what I consider the honeymoon phase? I consider it the beginning of the relationship. In the beginning of the relationship, everybody is just googly-eyed and starstruck, and you just love the smell of their air when they walk through the room or something, you know? And for some people, the honeymoon phase lasts 4 years, and some people it lasts for maybe that first year. But there is really a lot of work that you have to put into being in a relationship, okay?
Correct.
And just because there's a part where you can't agree on something, it doesn't mean that the love is gone or it has faded. It's just you have to put that work in. With anything that you deem worth having, you're going to work at it. You're not going to just give up on it because things take a left turn or you hit some speed bumps in the road of life. You still work on it because you know it's worth it, you know? And it ain't easy sometimes, honey. It is not easy at all. But if you really, really, if it's true love, trust me, it will be. It'll be there for you. It will be what it is, what it's supposed to be. And you'll know it. You will know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, yes. Well, Diva, we have a caller.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready?
Oh, I'm so ready. Yes, I'm is. As my niece should say, yes, my do.
All right. Please excuse me for not recognizing the number, but I have a feeling I know who it is. But anyway, area code 609, you're in the love zone. Welcome. Who do we have on the mic?
What's up, ladies? How y'all doing? Hey, King, what's going on? We got ourselves a King Atterbury, everybody. Yeah, I'm chilling tonight. You know what I'm saying? Just maintaining, feeling the vibes out, you know what I'm saying? Resonating under full moon energy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Some people drive them crazy, but a lot of us, we can connect with it, you know, and we know what to do
with that
energy.
Hell yeah.
Some folks just lose their damn minds.
maybe I'll be tweaking in the world.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
You either twerking or you tweaking.
He's twerking or he's tweaking. Okay. I ain't even doing neither one of them. I'm chilling. I'm going with the flow of, you know, trying to recharge my pussy and whatnot.
Yeah. How you Davis doing tonight though?
I'm doing good. Wow. I'm doing real good.
Good. Thank you.
How's things going for you, Ken?
Everything was good. Everything was cool. You know what I mean? I can't complain about shit. You know what I mean? I'm just happy to be here.
I know that's right. Well, tonight we are talking about being in love. Okay? That's pretty much it. I'm going to ask you the question that I asked my diva. Have you been in that love where it just absolutely takes your breath away and how you like floating on cloud nine?
Fuck yeah. You know what I'm saying? Multiple times. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Those chicks probably wanted to call me Mr. Cloud Nine.
See, there you go.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I definitely take flight. That's what happens when you own your own airline, JWA.
Okay.
Take them away.
I hear you. Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So, what you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you got something up in that arsenal. I think, honestly, ladies and gentlemen, I think this man writes a piece at least 3 times a day, every day.
You can't be out here telling my secrets, but I do.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
never
sorry.
Without words. That's sure.
Nah, it's all good though. Hey, you gotta keep your ink well enough to be what it be when I don't say repetition.
Absolutely.
Thoughts come to you. You hear some music. You know I'm a sound blaster. So, and these sounds I hear, I resonate on it quick. Like, but.
Absolutely.
Just let the hands start moving.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's what's up. I tell you what, we're going to move over to the side of the stage and adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece I titled Lover. Let me hold on to what me and you never thought would happen. Allow time to move our days and bring to life a new caption. It's the his and her aura, closely combined, mixed with days. That right there is a wave where we can go at a steady pace. Once I look at you, I snapshot the image of your lips, nose, and eyes. I know what I'm reaching, but my words can run past the lines. See, I consider you to be what I need without a mystery. Unification of a man and a woman that's called synergy. Your fine features killing me, so delightful, have me licking my lips. Just once, one wish, allow me to get to scratch that itch. I know you may have dealt with them, but I am a new beginning. Reintroduced, recalibrated from a station where there's no plan. If all bases are loaded, let me knock chances out the park. Bring a light source to your life force, protecting you from the dark. Understand communication while trial and error wait around. Find balance in between the here and now, make it a style. So I wonder if I could taste the vegetables on you. Accommodate the thought of having something fine and so special, King.
Ooh.
Wow.
I like this. A light source to your life source, a life force.
That part. Absolutely.
Light source to your life force.
Oh, that's
beautiful. I like that.
It's lines like that. Yes. Go ahead, Diva. I'm sorry.
Well, the line just appealed to me because it jumped out at me. And that's the kind of stuff that I can really go for.
you gotta protect, you know what I'm saying? That's what I said, protect me from the dark. You know, be that light source.
Right.
You know, I ain't trying to be Captain Saperho. I'm just trying to be the hero in this story.
What? Yo, I hear that. I hear that. You know, you always write about vibrating high and how energy works. And a lot of people don't understand it. I get it. But it's so important for that we get an understanding of that. It's how we work together. Everything is energy. Everything living is energy. Okay, and even things that you see as just an inanimate object, it's still energy. Everything is vibrating. Okay, some vibrate low and some vibrate extremely high, but our connection is because of our vibration. It gives off a frequency, and we pick up on each other's frequency. And the stronger the love, the higher the vibration, the greater the connection to the frequency. You're dope.
But
this is dope.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's like you could be in the supermarket, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see somebody look good, you know what I'm saying? You see her over there, shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You never know what type of energy you might see upon that woman, you know what I'm saying? You might go over there, grab some flowers or whatever, cop that and be like, look, you know what I'm saying? How you doing today? Blah, 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 blah. And be like, yo, I just got these for you. I saw you when you came in the store.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just in that instance, you never know how spirit is, you know what I'm saying? Energy, connectivity, you know what I'm saying?
You're right.
You might have telekinetic telepathy type thing going.
Mm-hmm.
She can either accept it or turn them down, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
You know, some people are not picking up on your frequency because it might be just a little bit, you know, too strong, or it just might be right out of their reach.
They might think I'm weird. I mean, like.
Well, then that means, you know, either way, if they don't connect with you, I think your vibration is just out of their reach, and that's just the way it is sometimes, you know. It's all good, though.
I love to be sky high. You know what I mean?
I know that's right. I know that's Like, yo, I ain't even going to get into that. But, yeah, I understand. Trust me. I understand. But, you know, King, you got to let everybody know before we let you skate up out of here. You know, you go over there. Now, I'm say this. You've been going over there in the Love Lounge, but you got to behave yourself, okay? Poetic is over there tonight, okay? And you know, Kalinda, that's his lady. Behave, okay? Be on your high vibration. Don't be going in there starting no trip.
I ain't starting nothing on that. I don't be bothering nobody. You know what I'm saying? That's his people doing. I might just, you know, just be a, you know, cordial and civil out there in the world, in that world over there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
My own business. I don't want no beef, no drama, nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I just say hello, how you doing? And keep it moving. And I have like 2 Long Island iced teas. You know what I mean?
Oh Lord.
No.
Ooh.
Oh, that's my drink. That's my drink of choice when I love the iced teas. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, you like them drug way through Long Island. Okay, I get it.
Wow.
I get it. That's what's up. So then why don't you tell everybody what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Universe? And you got some other things going on outside of it too.
Monday nights, 9 o'clock, me and Queen Simmons, King and Queen's Quarters, you know, rocking that good music, poetic vibes. Come through, join us, engage with us. It's all good. Then we have Tuesday nights, 8 p.m., being poetic. You know what I mean? Van Meadows, we rocking it out. It ain't even like East Side Connection, Paul G. Corner. It's just the brothers doing their thing. You know what I mean? So then you have Thursdays, 11 p.m. at night, Ebb and Flow, Dre the Poet out there, you know, the West Side Connection. That's popping off on that. So we here, you know what I'm saying? Just balancing and just stay grounded, 10 toes down. And, shout out to Larry Maddox.
Absolutely. Y'all got to excuse me. I got devices in here that just want to be noticed. Electronic. Thank you very much.
Appreciate
you
being here.
Beautiful and everything. Thank you for always supporting us for coming.
No doubt. Same here. You know, always appreciate the family word.
Absolutely.
All right. That's what's up. One love, one light. All right, Diva. Woof. And we have another caller. Let's bring it in. Area code 501. Welcome to the Love Zone tonight. How are you?
Oh, that's me.
Yes, that is you. Just Jay.
What's up? Epiphany is old Just Jay, everybody. How you doing tonight, Jay?
I'm all right. I'll be having to make sure that be me.
That be you? That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
You
it was
like
me
you
this time.
Munching on.
I ain't gonna tell you, but it's pizza though. That air fryer brings a pizza back to life.
That air fryer is that work. Trust me, I know. Okay. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Sometimes I be sitting there watching my pizza, like, "Ooh, you gonna taste so good." I be eating it. Like, "Ooh, it's gonna taste so good when I put it in the air fryer." I ain't even done eating yet.
That's how it be though. Yeah, that air fryer is like, it's life to me. I love that joint, man. Well, I loved it until my kids decided to break it. You know, so.
Almost true. Just go ahead and turn them all upside down one by one until you get enough for air fryer.
I'm gonna get an attitude. That's like cussing at me. It ain't happening. I'm more likely to get one of those again for maybe a Christmas present or a far distant birthday present.
Hey, you know, if you got to wait that long, I want to see that big old rotisserie attachment with it.
Okay, that's right. I want some extra. It's all good, though. But,
how y'all doing tonight?
I'm good.
I'm good. I'm good.
All right. What are we doing tonight?
Well, Jay, this is open mic, and it's all about love and romance tonight. So, got something? Bring it. And we're going to step aside and give you the spotlight.
All right. I got this piece that I've been working on for a minute. I got a feature coming up, and this is going to be one of the three pieces that I'm going to do. So I'm going to go ahead and go into this piece right quick.
Mike, is there.
Appreciate y'all. Her identity was assassinated by the treachery of her kitty's desire to be smitten, by the electricity of ecstasy. Her search for resonance was actually a string in search of a bow, looking to be pulled tight for one night. She wanted to hear tales of heroic excellence laced with the words of his self-magnificence, and when it came to craft, she knew that no one could hand-deliver it better than he. How could she form a formulation? How could she resist or put up a protest when mentally he rubs her breast with the breath of his conversation? He babble, her brook trickles. And she says it's worth her weeks of lament because she knows tonight she will get no gent. And most likely she'll be driven like a rental by the foot of Grendel. Not even a hummingbird wings and beat could hold a candle. When her panting is hardly audible, she has become a musical instrument. And tonight, this bow could hear the music. And even when the levee busted, the waters did not rush, but they slowly engulfed everything that they touched. Because her soft melodic pants and shortness of breath was tied to her waters, and she did not want to extinguish his wick or have it flare out of control. So she cooed in his ear like a dove, just out of sight, because for once, she just wanted to make love. And she calmed his inner beast with sweet ballads, while she unconsciously held at bay his savage and all her neurons firing, follicles perspiring. She's in another world. Her pheromones hung heavy in the air, like candy. This nostril came, eating away his inhibitions and her migraine, making him squeal like a rusty cock high up atop of a wind vane. His vane, twisting in her lightning in the middle of the rain. She is trapped in a grand mal storm. He plants his flag deep, staking her clam, whilst he kisses her deep, and we'll see what water that the perspiration brings as the geyser throat swells and spills as though it was upside down. It goes high into the sky, dead and into her inner space, till the lawn is soggy. Tonight is only the first act in this experience, because the snow blows the milky precipitation that covers the blemishes that meanders down the stream in a slow motion running down and impacting her well with life. And a fatherless child breathes his first because of thirst. Remember, always drink responsibly. Boom.
Wow.
Wow. Eva, what you got for that?
Well, I mean, Jay already knows I'm a fan of his work, and especially the way he just, you always bring an, I can't say eccentric, because that actually means a little off, a little balanced, but a little weird. But, and I don't find your poetry weird. I really, really like your poetry. Haven't found.
I don't mind being weird. Yeah.
All right, well, then eccentric. I'll say eccentric. I'm gonna say archaic, even. Because you just, it's just the way that you pronounce your words with your flow, and then you soften your voice along with it. So it's like, it feels like the 19th century, the way that you write and you spit your pieces. And I happen to be a fan of that time period, even the strange music that was going on. I love the piece, man. I really, really love the piece. I think it's a beautiful piece. And that's pretty much it right now.
If you want to cross some tracks or something like that, let me know so I can see what I can go ahead and do with them as a backdrop.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Diva, what you got for that?
First of all, I try to listen for certain lines, and I do believe you said something about how her panting was even faster than a hummingbird or something like that. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? Now that's fast. that's fast. But I like the piece. I'm like Danielle. You sound like you're almost back in Shakespearean times or some other type of time, and I have to really listen to you. And then when I do, it turns out great. So I liked it. I really did.
Hey, you know what? That's one of the highest compliments that anybody can get, that somebody actually listening intently to what they're doing. Thank you very much for that, VIP, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That's the stuff. Now, Jay, before we let you skate off over there to the Love Lounge, why don't you let everybody know what you and another one of our Epiphany family members have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe. And you got something going on outside, too. What's up?
We are going to touch the Poetry Third Rail this Saturday. We are going to talk about anger in our work. I don't expect for it to go left. We already kind of gave this topic a little bit of a test run, and the things that we got back from the poets were phenomenal as far as how we work our anger out in our work and how we process it, and then also put it down, and then we'll go ahead and recite it.
Okay. That sounds all right. Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's going to be this Saturday at 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. Nowhere else but Epiphany. 319-527-6300. Please come by and check us out.
That's what's up. And what's going on over there? And what's the name? What's it called? Little House of Poetry?
Small House. Oh, yeah. Shop. S-H-O-P.
Okay.
And almost the very first show we did was the Little House of Poetry. And it just didn't stick. It just didn't stick. And then once it became Small House of Poetry, then somebody said, shop? I'm like, what you mean? Small House of Poetry. Shop. I was like, oh, yeah, it's shop.
I almost said Little House on the Prairie, but okay, that's what's up.
And that's the kind of vibe I was giving. The reason why I had called it a Little House at first and then Small House was because I thought it wasn't going to succeed. And I'm succeeding past all of our wildest imaginations. I think it's the humility that went behind that whole thought process of not thinking too much about it, actually thinking it was going to fizzle out, is what people are drawn to, the whole family atmosphere.
What's up? All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Jay. Well, thank you very much for calling in. And going over there to the Love Lounge. You know, you got King Atterbury over there, Poetic. Over there, but whatever you want to drink, you just put your hand in the air and Kalinda got you.
Oh, I'm in good company. I'm about to go over here and see what these guys over here doing. What the hell y'all fellas over here doing?
Absolutely. All right, Jack, thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one
y'all
mic.
Y'all be easy, my friend. Take care, ladies.
Wow.
Absolutely. How about I do one more station identifier? If I can find you have to be patient with me. I told you I got these devices in here and they do what they want to do. Let's do this. Spinning. I don't know what's going on. And don't worry. How about I try a song for now and until I can find one that's going to play? Let's see. Oh, Lord. Now I can't.
Up there you go.
Oh, there it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming on the cusp of the 11 o'clock hour in about 14 minutes, and the dial-in number is area code 319-527-6300. Y'all press that one. So, Diva, you know who we got on the mic now?
Who we got?
We have on the mic Divine Inspiration.
Oh,
hey,
what's going on,
Paul? Hello, ladies. How y'all doing tonight?
Good.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. I'm here. So I guess I'm better than not being here.
That part.
Yeah. I'm glad I called in tonight. I just felt like I needed some poetry tonight.
I know that's right. Well, you in the right place then. Epiphany Radio.
So I heard.
You came to the right place. That's what's up. And so tonight we're talking about love and being in love. I want to ask you the question.
Lord.
Why you got to do me like that? I just want to ask. I'm the single one up in here, okay? I don't cuddle up next to nobody. I ain't had no kind of in a long time. So I want to ask the question because I have to live my love life vicariously through you guys because I don't have it right now, okay?
Well, we in the same clothes, so. I'm right there with you.
Okay.
But it's okay.
I want to know.
So what?
I want to know, have you been in that kind of love where it just takes your breath away? I mean, just keep you floating on cloud nine.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. Once.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of took me out away from me. I don't know who I was. It was more than just the nose being open. It was just, you know, I actually put a ring on the friend.
Ooh. Okay.
Mm.
But that wasn't in the cards.
It wasn't in the cards. Well,
yeah.
It's somewhere. That card hasn't been dealt into your hand yet, but it will be. That's all that matters.
Well, I'm still a young buck. Shoot.
I hear that. I know that's right. Shoot. I am too in my mind.
Right. Well, that's where I'm residing these days. It's safer there. Because sometimes my mind and my body get into big old arguments.
Okay. Trust me, I understand. You know what? I don't argue with my mind no more or with my body because body going to do what it's going to do. In my mind, mm-hmm. I'm 16 still. Sometimes I'm 18. But when I get up, my body be like, gotcha.
If you don't sit your old butt down. Snatch you right up out of that fantasy world. Definitely.
It's all good.
Wow.
Okay. It's all good, though. It's all good.
Hell yeah.
So, Pastor Wally, we know you brought something because you always got something. You never get on the mic and you don't have anything. So what I'm going to do,
I just finished writing it.
Oh, we got fresh ink up in here, Diva. Uh-oh.
All right.
Well, I'm going to get off the stage. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, this is called Truth Be Told. Every now and then in this ho-hum existence that has become our lives where same old is now the new exciting thing, we need to get honest and transparent with ourselves. We need to visit those locked away, taboo, take to your grave, hidden desires that we have so carefully and successfully locked away in a locked box, in a locked trunk, in a back corner of the uppermost shelves. We owe it to ourselves to escape our reality and descend into the depths of our deliciously dirty, terrifically twisted, fantastically freaky, dangerously decadent fantasies and hidden desires, you know. The one where you role play for foreplay and cross forbidden lines, sharing everything that crosses your mind. All that you ever thought to experience comes true. Shared and bared fearlessly because of the love you share. And love compels you to give your all. You even sneak in a position from your DNA. You engage into a sexual waltz fused with a lambada-like slow grind, propelling any and all civility off the charts. And the symmetry that melds you and me can only come from that Fort Knox of the heart, where I share my all with you, to you. I love. I am surrendering my eternal life. Oh, how my heart sings to be completely vulnerable, finally feeling free. A love and a life of love that may one day be shared between me and my wife. Truth be told, I wait for you. You, queen, are paramount to the completion of my life. Paul.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wow. That's divine inspiration for sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right there. That was beautiful. Eva.
Yes, love compels you to do more, and love compels one to act right too, you know, and it's all about love, and wow, because I was like, wow, and I'm thinking the whole time you were spitting, I was like, mm-hmm, talking to his wife, mm-hmm, the truth be told, you know what I mean?
That's no fair, Adrian. You know me.
Absolutely. No, that was beautiful, though. Oh,
gotcha.
So,
thank you. Boy, she going to get it when she get here. Woo, 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 woo.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a good sign. That is absolutely a good sign. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. That's just a little public service announcement.
Look, all women want to hear that from their man. She gonna get it when she get. Oh, I got to get home, y'all. I don't pull no punches. I'm behaved tonight, though. This is the love zone, not the erotic love zone. So it's all good.
Now we know you.
We already know what's going on this Sunday, but can you tell us what you got going on regularly on Sunday? In the Epiphany.
Yes, usually. Yes, Epiphany, the one and only. But the Inspiration Factory, going to be doing a little bit of changing, but you'll hear about that in another week or two. But another 2 weeks, rather. But the week after Super Bowl Sunday, because we're not going to be there. I'm not trying to compete with the Super Bowl. That's just no. I would be there by myself playing music. And I wouldn't even be there by myself because I would be out with the Super Bowl festivities too. So the following Sunday, just come join myself, Paul Sanson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Alonzo. And just, you know, we're going to hang out and just enjoy poetry, praise, prayer, fellowship, and see where the Lord takes us. But coming up real soon now will be the debut of Cooking with Christ.
Oh,
we're going to get our inner fat man in the wee night hours. Nothing like a little late night snack.
You starting trouble.
Van Meadows, you're being forewarned. You will be called upon to do an episode. I want to see what you're working with. Do you smell challenge in the air?
Challenge, yeah, because you know he be up in the kitchen with that food porn.
Oh yeah, I ain't mad at him at all. I respect the brother. Trust me, believe me, I do. I'm the same way. I believe in playing with my food. You know, you make it just stand up. Do what it do.
Whoa.
Oh,
we'll leave that
anywho.
One alone.
Anywho.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, we're going to be cooking with Christ, and there's going to be a couple other little segments as we go along.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm anxious. But I'm patient. Patiently anxious.
I know that's right. I'm with you on it myself. I'm with you right there
or
myself.
Anxiously
patient.
Yes. E, all of the above.
That's what I'm talking
but
about.
But I'm not going to hold you guys captive. I'm going to go hang out. And what do y'all call your lounge? I just know y'all got a butt ice over there. The love
lounge.
Y'all love me and y'all got a butt ice for me.
We got what you need over there. I'm telling you, just put your hand up and, you know, stick your finger in the air and Kalinda will get from up underneath a poetic and come on over there. She still do a job, okay?
Well, so, I don't know. She might have sticky fingers.
No, now see, you ain't gonna talk about my
You said come up from under poetic.
Poetic, yeah. He ain't sticky. At least I don't think so.
Oh, with a beautiful woman up underneath. I don't know. Oh, never mind. Let me hush. I'm going to get my butt ice.
Oh, yeah, go on over there and get your butt ice. You got Jeff James over there, too. So, you know, you
going
over there.
No, I ain't going over that chamber. Oh.
It ain't me, y'all. It is not me. I promise you. That's Paulie cutting up for real.
I got to tonight. I just lost another real good friend at 5:30 this morning, and that just kind of threw me for a loop. So I had to act up to save my sanity. So y'all caught it. I saw it. I jollified.
It's okay.
You
but it's a sorry, not sorry. Because y'all family.
Right.
I could do that.
Exactly.
You're in my prayers.
Come on,
always.
Thank you for indulging. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
This too will pass. It's all part of life.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
But anywho, even in that, there's a celebration.
Yeah. I was just saying that
don't
in my
that,
mind. Get out my
don't
head,
let that bring, right. Don't let that bring the flow of the show down at one iota. Because if you live your life well and you live it right, when you leave this area, the rest of what you're entering into is so much better. So, I mean, what we got to be upset about? I'm happy for him. I'm going to miss the knucklehead, you know. That was my dude, but I'm going to miss him. But I'm happy for him. Yeah? All right.
Absolutely. And he's home. Okay.
Yep.
That's the best
yep.
place to be.
He's at home.
Okay. Real home.
5:30.
Okay.
5:30 this morning. I was up here crying and writing. And
right.
the poem I came up with was just it was alone. Because he was only here, to, loaned out to us for a minute. But that's God's property, you know?
Oh, I like that. I like that. I really do. Okay.
You might hear it the following Sunday, not this Sunday.
Okay, that's for sure. Absolutely. I might steal that line, but I like that. Y'all know
that's
me.
Okay. That's okay.
I ain't sneaking Fair around.
Ain't no
robbery. I'm letting you
know. That opens the door where I can steal a line from you.
Anytime.
And with that, I'm free. God bless you, ladies. One love, one mic. I'm going to get
love,
my butt out.
Thank you.
All right. Right. Know who this is. Diva.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know who this is. What do mm-hmm. he want to be called? What do you want to be called?
I don't know, but he always going to be the sexually intellectual to me.
Mm-hmm. And the poet laureate to me. So, ladies and gentlemen.
He said that's not even, he said that's even getting tired, so I don't remember.
Oh, that's getting tired? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
How about the chocolate one? But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we present to you,
the
J-Rob.
Chocolate boy, wonder. There you go. There you go. Hey, J-Rob.
The chocolate boy wonder. Hi, J-Rob.
During Black History Month, ladies, I would like to be known as Ebony Einstein.
Ebony Einstein, there you go. There you go. That's sexy. All right.
What
Ebony
Einstein
alludes
oh, the
to
Ebony
the fact.
Einstein. Oh.
Yes. Yes,
oh,
yes. It would allude to the fact that wise words being spoken by the sun will actually lead to some sort of intellectual dialogue.
Mm.
Okay. That'll work. That'll absolutely work. Okay. All right. Mm.
So, Ebony Einstein, I shall be until the 28th of the month, and then we'll go back to the Chocolate Boy Wonder.
All
no
right.
mask.
All right.
Well, welcome to the Love Zone, Ebony Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing tonight?
Mm-hmm. I'm Ebony, and I am pretty intelligent. I'm good.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Okay.
All right.
I know a few things, heard a few things, said a few things.
Read a few yeah. books.
Yeah, read a few books. Oh. Wrote a sentence here and there. A little something.
All right. That's no. Absolutely.
Nothing important. Nothing important. I'm just, you know, trying to be a good poet. That's all. And in this crazy world of other poets, and I'm just hoping that something that I say touches somebody somewhere, someplace.
It absolutely will.
I'm trying. I got people that want me to come back to slam poetry, and I'm like, nah, that ain't me no more. I ain't got that kind of lung capacity. But how are you ladies doing? Enough about me. My life is boring. How are y'all doing?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. How you doing tonight?
Yeah, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good.
So we got the sexy voice newlywed and the dreadlock diva. So what's happening?
He said the sexy voice newlywed. I like that. She is, though. She absolutely is. She it's sultry. like she's sliding on butter. Or like butter won't melt in her mouth.
Girl.
Yeah.
Like oh watching syrup drip from the tree.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm really, honey,
just coming off the comb.
Oh wow,
drip.
No. Okay, J. Rob, jump back to the love and romance. Oh my goodness.
We are not going back
to the erotic love
zone. Just a love zone.
Why can't I say y'all are sexy?
It's a love zone. Okay. All right. You're right ahead.
So what are we talking about tonight? It's just open mind. Love and romance and poetry.
Yep.
I could do real filthy stuff.
We're doing love and romance in the tradition of.
Oh, yeah, I love it, romance.
This is why we're doing one night of the love zone, not the erotic love zone.
Oh, man, I can't be doing this. Yeah, but that ain't the same.
I knew he was gonna say that. I was going, and I can call.
You know, you on the phone. You're like, "Hey, boo," and she says, "You boo too." And you like hang up, and she's like, "No, you hang up." And you're like, "No, you, you hang up." I'm like, that's it. They call you up, and they're like, "So you wasn't thinking about me?" And I'm like, "Of course I was. You wasn't thinking about me, or you'd have called me already." You know, I ain't got that.
Well, you
got a box of pens and a girl. Look, don't nobody want this dude. I'm washed up. I was a man back in the day, but I'm washed up.
You're still a man. So, yeah, you talk. You know what? Don't make me fuss you out.
All this poetry is just dreams and aspirations. But hey, hey, we're not doing dirty poetry. We're doing love.
Yes, we are. So what you got?
We'll do love poetry. Fine.
I know you have something.
I got something that I think fits. Even though I don't want to do love, but I got something for you.
Well, we're going to sit back and put the spotlight on you, sir. The mic is yours.
I should do this with music, but no. I'll leave that to my cousin. Hey, you. Yes, you. You see, I've been looking at you for such a long time from over there. And in my mind, I think I have found the perfect words to capture your attention, even if it's only for a second. You see, what I mean is the sun might not shine forever, but as long as it's here, can we go someplace so that we can shine together? And I mean, baby, maybe better now than never. And I promise you no pain and forevermore, just years of intense love and a lot of pleasure. I don't know a lot about you, but here's a question for you. What can I do to get to know you just so that I can have the time to show you that every part of my intentions are more than true? And no, I'm not a dream come true by any means. I'm just here being who I'm supposed to be for you, and more than just for a few, I just want to get to know you and show you what a good relationship is supposed to do and can do for you. Let me pick up the shattered pieces of every bad dream you've ever had. Let me sweep up all of those broken promises that have been bestowed upon. And let me put that trust in the trash bag, because they didn't deserve you. I ain't even talk about how I think you have the prettiest eyes and sexiest hips and pretty lips. I just want to understand one thing about you. And before I leave, please just let me say that all I want to do is shower you with hugs and kisses.
So here I'm in front of you, in front of all your friends, asking you, I'm not a genie, but I'm already in front of you. So what are your other two wishes? And if they include anything about what I'm thinking about, I hope that whatever those dreams and wishes are, they end with deep, passionate French kisses that last for 2 days. I'm just pleading my case because I want to get to know you. So what's up? My name is J. Rob, the Wise Son, and this is A Deeper Shade of Soul. Thank you for your time.
You know,
that was beautiful.
Your word.
That was beautiful.
I'm sorry, Diva. Go ahead.
No, it's just that, you know, you might joke around, but I'm going to tell you, I've been a fan since day one that I've heard you. And, you know, I always had that, like, wow. And I swoon, and you make me hope, you make me dream, you know, it's one of those type things in poetry, like, wow. So you're like, you just spoke of everything that I have now, and I love it. So that's what's up. Great piece, though. Diva?
Let me tell you something. All his pieces, every last one of them, make me go, damn. Except for one piece you spit that you said that word, and Diva, you know what I'm talking about.
Come on now.
That word.
Come on now.
That one time, the way he said, I never heard nobody say that word like that. Okay.
We cannot do this
again. That one particular piece he did when he said that word, the way that he said that word, that one, that piece right there made me go, oh, shit. Stuff. Okay. But his pieces, just like this one, they make love to your ears and your system. That's what your pieces do. How you spit. Mm-hmm. Man, look. Stop playing. I love your work. I've been a fan of your work since day one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time I heard you spit. Okay. So
we're like, whoa.
It just, I don't think I can find enough words to say to describe the awesomeness in your pieces and just your flow, your style, your what do they call it? Your stilo. I'm digging it. Amazing. As always. Thank you, J-Rob. Oh, wait.
So
what are we calling you? Wait a minute. What's the name?
Ebony Einstein. Well, all right, Ebony Einstein. Thank you so much for coming in.
Wait a minute.
We appreciate
it. We can't let him go yet, Diva.
I ain't going to let him go.
Okay.
We want to know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe.
Every single Thursday, for everyone within the sound of my voice, please understand, especially this month, it ain't just Black History Month. It's the Get Down.
Wow.
Van Meadows, J. Rob, the Wise Son. It's the Get Down. Black History Month. Really nice poetry. Bring your skill set. Bring your poetry. I don't care if you think it's whack. I don't care if you think it's not good. Me and Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, want to hear from you, 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 and especially you. So I can't wait to hear what y'all got to say, because when y'all see what we're about to do, ladies and gentlemen, please, The Get Down is your show. Van and I just host it. Can't wait to hear from y'all. Back to you, lady.
All right. Thank you so much. Wow. Well, we do appreciate you again, as always, for your beautiful poetry. So with that, we say one love, one mic, darling.
Yeah, one love and one mic. Is Kalinda over there? My bad. Don't even answer.
Oh,
Kalinda!
You just one love, one mic.
Yeah.
Your love jewels is here, baby. See you. That's my smile. Listen, y'all. I gotta go. I gotta see a lady about a drink at a bar. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna holler at y'all.
All right.
Hey, baby.
Your brother over there.
Show you right. Show you right.
Lord.
You know.
Let me tell you. Oh my goodness. He is a hot mess, Diva. A hot mess. He's funny. Oh my goodness.
So bad.
Man. The Lord, Diva. This was a great show. And I thank
yes,
you so much for all the shotgun is always with me. And
always.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Those who have listened in, those who participated, we just appreciate you. And look, y'all still be safe. You know, I've actually been putting back on my mask because, Lord, I don't know what's out here. But y'all just stay safe. God bless you guys, Diva.
Absolutely. Just like my Diva said, you know, y'all stay safe. You know, continue to respect one another and love each other, man. A good day, good relationship going with yourself because they're in my spirit. And with that, everybody, thank y'all for coming out. I'm going to say peace and take you out with this.